Welcome back. Well, Kumba Iron Ore has benefited from favorable market conditions during the first half of the year. A 57% rise in iron ore prices and a weaker rand has seen the company's earnings more than triple during the period, while the interim dividend has more than doubled. The company's CEO, Themba Mkhwanazi, joins us to discuss the numbers in greater detail and whether they're in a position to further capitalize on the current climate. Thanks so much, Themba, for joining us this evening. So it feels like a case of deja vu here after having covered Amplats results yesterday, with Kumba also seeing first half earnings triple on the back of, in this case, higher iron ore prices and that weaker rand-dollar exchange rate. But investors seem to have questions around sustainability here, Themba, with a focus on your operational challenges in particular. How much of a headwind are those posing right now?
Thanks, Aisha. Clearly, the prices where they are, the market where it is, it's very favorable, and of course, the support from the rand. We've always said is that we will continually position our business such that we are able to deliver positive cash flows throughout the cycle. Part of the reasons why we have benefited more from the current market is in large part due to the work that we've done. The fact that we were able to deliver a realized price $27 per ton higher than the index is partly because of the work that we've done around upgrading our second to none products. And it's also the reason why we're also able to deliver a price which was probably $20 more than our peers. The issue with the operational performance and the production issues, again, we didn't see the impact of that because we started the year and we came in with very high stocks. Clearly, our focus for the second quarter, because that's really largely where the problems were at, is to make sure that we claw back on the gaps that we have. And we're quite confident that by the end of the year, we'll have clawed back in terms of the gaps that we have from a production perspective.
Temba, overall production falling back 11%, and that even with second quarter volume growth of 12% coming through and not managing to offset some of the first quarter pressure you faced. Of course, on the back of plant challenges that you've experienced at both Sishen and Kolomela, do you have a handle on things on those ends now?
We do, and I think the second quarter uptick of around 12% should give us confidence that we do. We did have a challenging first quarter. We had an issue on the mining front with a crack boom failure. And again, you know, we've seen the improvements, particularly in mining, of about 3%. On the plant side, we had issues with regards to, you know, maintenance at our processing plant on crushers, conveyors. And again, we've seen a 12% increase. So we've obviously had to implement a recovery plan. That recovery plan is delivering in terms of clawing back, you know, the gap that has been created.
With that, you've maintained sales volumes over the period, and you say that you're on track to hit sales targets for the full year as well. But as you alluded to in one of your answers, it's as you've been drawing down on your stockpiles, Themba. How rife is the risk of those dwindling without you being able to fully restock again, and that in turn triggering some missed sales opportunities further down the line?
We came in the year with about 6.5 million tons of stock. We're still sitting at levels of about 4.5 million tons. In the second half, we obviously have the planned rail shut. That will also give us the opportunity to build up on stock. Clearly, you know, the focus is around making sure that we do claw back and we drive through our recovery plans, so as to ensure that we meet that guidance. And again, we are quite comfortable that we will meet that sales guidance.
Yeah, of course, we've been talking about supply, the supply side of things to this point. Let's take a look at demand, because as far as demand is concerned, already it's been a tale of two halves. We've seen second quarter export sales having dropped back 4%, Themba, this time poor weather disrupting shipping. Over and above that, though, are you getting a sense that we're looking at waning demand in a slowing global economic growth environment?
No, not really. I mean, you know, the missed opportunity from a sales was largely a June, the end of June issue. And it was a combination of the Cape winter storms, plus also, you know, a failure on a Stecker reclaimer at the port, which again was repaired in record time, thanks to Transnet. Mm-hmm. From a demand side, I mean, you've got to look at the factors that are driving that demand side. And it's largely stimulus in China. I mean, in June alone, for example, the Chinese government has put in something in the order of about 900 billion renminbi, you know, in 1 month. That's the largest we've ever seen, bringing, you know, that stimulus up to just under 3 trillion yuan. So obviously that's very much based on, you know, the stimulus in response to the trade war. When that trade war comes to an end, that stimulus will reduce or go away. We don't necessarily see that happening in the second half of the year. And that's why we're quite bullish as well in terms of prices, in the sense that we're saying prices are likely to average around 95 to $100 per ton.
Looking at those prices, looking at those prices, we've seen higher iron ore prices come through. I mean, up 70% for 2019 so far. And many saying it's expected to bring on board rival producers who will look to re-enter the market in a bid to leverage off that opportunity. How are you rating your competitive muscle amidst it all?
Yeah, look, I mean, the prices where they are is a combination on, we've talked about the demand, you know, the stimulus driving, you know, steel production again, which is up 10% year on year. There's obviously the supply side, which is as a consequence of the disruptions, as a consequence of the issues, the Vale issues, and some of the wet weather. The cyclones in the Pilbara. Now, of course, you know, Vale will be bringing back, you know, the lost production, which obviously will have an impact on that. We have seen some of the marginal players come in to the tune of about 15 to 20 million tons. But again, I mean, is that going to be sustainable in the long term? I think you'd have to be very certain that, you know, the supply is not going to come back from the traditional operators. And the likelihood is that it will come back. So whilst we might see some activity in the short term, in the medium to long term, we don't believe that, you know, you're going to see a flood of marginal suppliers coming back into them.
Let's leave it there. Temba, pleasure chatting to you this evening. Thanks so much for your time. Of course, Temba Mkhwanazi is CEO of Kumba Iron Ore.